And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Yum Yums. Got me good. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Yum Yums, track called Got Me Good. Norwegian power pop, Tony, from Moss via Rumbar Records. I've got no idea how Rumbar in Massachusetts would end up with a band called the Yum Yums from Moss in, let me get started, Vestfold of Oslo. Oh, I'm good. But before we talk about the Yums themselves, what is the Yum Yums Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheYumYums.
Facebook.com/ I love the Yum Yums. ILOVETHEYUMYUMS. I love the Yum Yums. I know Moss.
Okay.
It's right next to a former Ryanair owned airport called Riga, which is the one that I first flew into when I used to go to Norway till it closed. And I didn't close it myself.
No.
It's quite a nifty place, Moss. Further down the road is a place called Fredrikstad that I've never been to but would like to. But yeah, but Moss is a pretty happening place. It's a kind of commuter town, really, for Oslo, but a town in its own right. And well done, the Yum Yums. I think we played the Yum Yums before. I've probably had this conversation with you before. Can't remember. Doesn't matter. But anyway, great song. Thank you, the Yum Yums. Find out more. Facebook.com/ I love the Yum Yums. Now, I've got some additional material for you, Tone.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We haven't heard from anyone except Jeff. Let's hear his thing.
Don't the boys call Jeff.
So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, I went to the doctor's yesterday with a suspicious looking mole. He said they all look like that and I should have left him in my garden.
Nice.
P.S. Bum sex is like spinach. If you were forced to have it as a child, you probably won't enjoy it as an adult. He said that about several other things as well, but I like the fact he's embraced bum sex because in America that, of course, means making love to a tramp. So, Jeff, have you been lovemaking with the homeless? I've warned you about that. Mandy Knight is a brilliant stand-up comic, Mandy Knight. I mean, did you ever meet Mandy?
I didn't, know. I've heard of her, but no, I've not met her, now.
She did one routine about her trying to screw a tramp, right? And she said, well, do you think you give them a pound? But some of them just don't want the work. Right, now then, let's hear Jeff's thing again. The boys called you. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And thank you, Jeff, as well. Thank you, because without you, half of this show just would be shit.
That's right.
Two songs in a row now. Both come from the latest edition of Dammit Records' Damnations show. And actually, the music this month is so good that there's two in the first half, two in the second. We're playing 4 of the 10 tone, or whatever it is.
Wow.
4 of the 10.
Nice.
What is Damnations? What is it again? Dammit Records?
It's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
And it's D-A-M-M-I-T, isn't it?
Mm.
Yep. D-A-M-M-I-T records.bandcamp.com. Find out there. But before we hear from Elephant J, we need to hear about Lone Creep tone. You know I like Lone Creep. Used to be the band called The Creeps. Then I think they left him. No, this is a punk as fuck solo project from New Mexico tone.
Cool.
We've played Lone Creep a few times on the show. And also, he occasionally listens and sends in comments, doesn't he?
Mm.
I love Lone Creep. I like to meet him. You remember, he says on his Bandcamp page, which is...
LoneCreep.Bandcamp.com.
It is LoneCreep.Bandcamp.com, Tony One Paul V and the Instep One. He does say that he's eventually fucking things up, doing shit and all that. Oh, yeah, tacos.
Oh, I love a taco.
You love a taco. Lone Creep loves... Who doesn't love a taco? Donald Trump, you know why? They're going to charge you another 25% to eat one, the cock. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I would love it if he went to buy Mexican food and they charged him an extra 25%. I would enjoy that very much. Still, Paul V Instep One, Tony One... Stay tuned for Elephant Jane. This is Grumpy Old Git.
Yeah.
You stanky little chuff.
Na 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 na. Melts away, summer lasts all day. Pop your shit in the air like you just don't care. When nothing is left, we are just defects, selling our bottled sand to lenders for their land. I just can't take any more, but you go shut up and let me alone. Listening to your signs, repeating worldly crimes. Life is dripping down, we must wear our crown. I just can't take any more, but you go shut up and grab me a ball. I said no, 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 no. Scotch death, gender, taking control. No one wants that world to fall. I said no, 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 no.
Listening to a 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Elephant Jane, Tony, an energetic band, as you just heard, all the way from, hey, we've heard from Moss in Norway, we've heard from New Mexico. Where do you think Elephant Jane are from?
Don't know.
Colchester.
Ah.
And the second of four tracks we're playing from the latest Damn It Records, Damnation's release. Great song, that. What is Elephant Jane's Bandcamp page?
ElephantJane.bandcamp.com.
It is ElephantJane, ElephantJane.bandcamp.com. You take the lead. Tony one, Tony two, Paulie B and Internet one. Well, have you got any Facebook comments?
No. Yeah, no, there was one, but it was emojis and it wasn't really a message, can't be honest with that. It doesn't really translate well on a podcast. So, yeah, if you have got a Facebook comment, please do leave us one. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Easy way to do it, respond to last week's show post, which always goes up. And I'll see it from there. There's a Punky group. There's all sorts of good fun you can go on with, but you need to get a message in, otherwise this happens.
Fortunately, I've got something saved up. Yeah, you're right. What do you mean, otherwise this happens?
Well,
this is
going to
be triumphant. I've got a quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
I love that so much, Tony. I'm so happy about that. Quiz time for Tony. That jingle jangle, jingly jangle thing. What a thing it is.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
It's got my name in it, which makes it doubly better.
It has. Now, last time we had a quiz time for Tony, you might remember, it was jizz time for Tony, which followed on from Lisbon for Tony.
Right, okay.
I haven't got anything as catchy this time. But you do have, now, is it three questions? Oh, four?
Normally three.
Yeah, well, it would be three, but I can keep it to three because I'll talk through two of the questions, all right?
Okay.
Three questions, Tony. This is an article in the Metro the other week. Don't know whether you saw it.
Nope.
Kinky. Well, you don't know what it is yet, unless you've
been in the Metro.
Right. Kinkiest cities in the UK, Tony.
Ooh.
The UK's kinkiest cities. Now, this is really the UK's kinkiest towns. I don't know why the Metro. It's not just cities, is what I'm saying. Most of them are. You'll see why, but they are. They might be technically cities, but some of the towns. There's a clue. I'm going to go straight in at number one, Tony. What do you think is the kinkiest city or town in the UK?
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes? Oh, you're close. Truro.
Right.
Truro in Cornwall. The city of Truro, known for its unique cathedral and cobble streets, has some very raunchy locals who have Googled the term BDSM more than anywhere else in England, with 3,074 searches each month per 10,000 people, which, Tony, is four times the national average.
Wow.
Question two. What are more than a quarter of the population of Ely doing every month, Tony?
Oh, God. Cock and ball torture?
Well, you know, you're not far off. Huh. It may look quaint, perched on the riverside, but the residents of Ely are anything but reserved. With 2,839 searches of BDSM per 10,000 people, with a population of just 20,000, that's more than 5,000 searches a month. That's a quarter of the population are looking for cock and ball torture in Ely, Tone. How about that? Yeah. Right, so we will just keep going with it. All right, so who do you think is coming third? Coming third, Tony. Who thinks coming third?
Leighton Buzzard.
Durham.
Oh, right.
2,484 searches per 10,000. Well, the bishop was a wrong one in the old days. We talked about it in the other week. Naughty Northerners. Now, have you noticed anything yet? Because I believe Truro's got a cathedral, Ely's got a cathedral, and Durham's got a cathedral.
Hmm.
It seems to be like if you got a bit of God bothering sky pilotry going on, you're also up for a bit of a spanking.
Right.
Let's see if this carries on. Right. So now, I'll just tell you the next bit.
Okay.
So Ripon and Chichester round off the top five, kinkiest city with 2,000 searches each. And rounding out the top 10, Chester and Canterbury, again with cathedrals.
Hmm.
The other three towns keenest to indulge their sadistic pleasures are Hove, Bath and Norwich.
Right.
We've all got big churches, cathedrals, and all three of those featured in Lovejoy. But Tony, that's only 9 out of 10. And I'm going to tell you that, unsurprisingly, Hereford sits at number 8. But why is it, unsurprisingly?
Don't know.
Why is it no surprise that Hereford should be in the kinky BDSM search towns of the UK, of England, in fact?
Not sure. I don't know much about Hereford.
Don't you?
No.
Well, you're about to find out something that may upset you.
Okay.
Because Hereford has recently been named as the postcode that buys the largest dildos in the UK.
Oof.
So it tracks, they're in some kinky stuff. That's right. They're number 8 for looking for BDSM, and they buy bigger lady toys. I say lady toys, home toys. They're for everyone these days.
That's right. Power to the people. That's it, right on.
Yeah, they won't be feeling a lot of power on those brand up. but yes, Hereford. So there you go. So we didn't keep score this week. Frankly, I'm a little bit ashamed of everything I've just said.
We're all winners.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
Quiz time for Tony. Oh, Tony, 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 quiz time. If you send in Facebook comments, you don't get that.
This is true.
But I think we know we're gonna have to be giving it up. Something we won't be giving up, Tony, is Cataphiles, a band I'd never heard of before. I may be saying it wrong. This is proper goth from Bremen.
Ooh.
I believe you are familiar with Bremen, Tony. What, with it being in your second home?
I've not been there, but I've probably driven close to it.
Have you? I don't know. Is it in the east?
I thought it was the north. Is it not in the north?
Yeah, northeast.
Yeah, that'd be right then. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think
on the way to
Newcastle,
Hamburg.
Isn't it?
I think I've been on the way to Hamburg, I think, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's that way. It's German.
It is, yeah.
It's German, and I think we bombed the fuck out of it, but...
More likely.
I think we can let that go now.
Yeah.
I hope they can. I'm sorry about your great-grandma. Right, now, the thing is, Cataphiles, right, I'm thinking, right, I'll be honest with you, it came through, and I thought, this email doesn't look particularly promising.
Okay.
Right. I thought this looks a bit sort of emo-y sort of deal, and I'm not so sure about it. But I give everything a chance, as we know, even the Christian rap. I'll give everything a chance. What an album this is. Oh, it's superb. It is the best goth... I'm going to take it back. It's the best 80s goth album that's not an 80s goth album that is a new release I think I've ever heard.
Wow.
I know how we get annoyed when bands do a slow one.
Yeah.
There's 10 tracks on this album. Do you know how many are slow?
10?
None of them.
Oh, excellent.
Don't fuck about. Everything is about 3 minutes long, three and 4 minutes long. Bangs out, rocks out, goths out.
That's the ticket.
It's rare that I get this excited about a goth album. And my apologies to you, Cataphiles, if you don't want to be goths, but trust me, you are. And this album is fucking fantastic. I could have played any track off it. I can't even remember why I'm playing this one. It might be the one they suggested we did.
Right.
But anyway, I love every song on this album. It's brilliant. What is Cataphiles Bandcamp page?
Cataphiles.bandcamp.com.
It is Cataphiles. Cataphiles. .bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 1, Reality Is.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cataphiles. Reality is, find out more. Cataphiles.bango.com. My apologies, Cataphiles, if it's Cataphiles or something. You know, I get a word and it's come from another country. I got to guess it. Brilliant album. Great song. Cataphiles.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
It was. I think it was almost predominantly exclusively work. It was... I think I did almost a 7-dayer, I think, yeah, so not a lot, apart from watching, work, did a migration at the weekend with work, and then Mother's Day went to see my mum and dad.
Oh, hang on a minute, did you watch any TV or anything over the week?
Did watch various things, I can't remember, still watching Squid Games, I finished watching Severance, which was largely as annoying as the first season was. I watched pretty much the first season of Day, and I watched the second, because basically I had Apple Plus I got a new iPhone, I got 3 months free, I'm going to watch that, and it ran out a couple of days ago, so I thought
you're not going to watch any more on it then?
Am I arse? I have finished season two and I won't bother. It's one of them shows, it's like Lost, it's just mysterious. Look at this
box. It's not, is it really?
No, not really.
It's another word for mysterious. You know what it is?
Made up.
Wank.
Yeah, I got various. It all looks very pretty and it's well acted, but I got that whole thing. I've been done before with Lost. I had 6 or 7 years of Lost and going, oh, it's going to get better.
Me and my ex-wife did about 3 series of Lost.
Oh, no.
I think we started on the third one and then just said, fuck this.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah,
and I very much got that sense with this. But yeah, so I watched that. Finished watching Reacher, which was great.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't fault Reacher.
I still think it's the weakest. It's one of his weakest books.
Do you really? I thought it was one of the best ones, Persuader.
Do you really? Oh, I don't know.
Well, I remember it the most with like Paulie and the beach house.
Yeah. There's a couple of good characters in it. Fair enough. But it all feels a bit. It feels a bit sort of bolted on, that one.
Hmm. What do you think you should do next? What's your favourite Reacher book?
Well, you know, I've thought about this. I've thought about what they'd maybe do next.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be anything I like.
Okay.
My favourite ones are one of the early ones when he goes out with a survivalist in the Northwest, and they built that house that's got bombs in it. That one. Do you remember that one? It's like the senator's daughter's been kidnapped or something, and he just ends up there and they're a bunch of nutters.
Oh yeah, they've got like a free reign, free country, and they're trying to succeed from the US.
And I also like the one when he gets beat up by the little fella underground. Do you remember that book?
When he ends in the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. And he's going, this is not
the little drug dealer dude out.
There's only about a 5 foot clearance and he gets a leathering off this little fella. I did like that one. And that one, is that the one that's set? There's one that's set on the Mexican border that's really good as well. I like loads of them. But I didn't particularly like Persuader very much. I thought it was a bit tired. And I like the one when he comes to England.
To Norwich.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that, there's two in this. One that ends in Norwich and the one where he's got in London. It's all the gangs.
It's one where he's there a lot of the time, that's mostly Essex, and there's the massive dude whose house has got bigger doors and bigger windows. You think you're closer to it than you really are.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the one with the snipers. Yeah. I quite like the one with the Secret Service one, where they're protecting the president. And
Is that the one when they do him a favour at the end of the book and they fly over and shoot that general?
I think it might be.
Yeah, I like that one as well. But anyway, I was expecting us to talk about that for ages.
I've not got a lot to talk about. That was my week, really. What were you up to?
Well, I saw Forest get through to the semi-final of the FA Cup. That is 3 shootouts in a row. I hope Man City are practicing their penalties.
Because
we just need to keep it 0-0 to pens and it's game on. I also noticed that on April the 18th, there is a gig that I'm hoping you'll we'll be going to, seeing as you said you wanted to watch Tinseltown Rebellion for quite a while, and they are supporting Klingons at the Tunnel in Nottingham. It's a fairly early show, all wrapped up by 11, so it's not a late one.
I saw it. I would like to see Tinseltown. I'm not sure about, I'm not bothered about Klingons, and they are the main band.
That's correct, with good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about 20 quid a ticket. So I'm not sure, 16. Maybe. Oh, is it?
You've seen them before?
No.
Oh, well, for goodness sake, Tony, you've got to see them. I'll tell you now.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's that. And there was something else that I was going to mention. Oh, yeah, and on Mother's Day, whereas you were really lovely, I didn't let you talk about all the things you did on Mother's Day. I think that might have been subconsciously, because I'm so ashamed of me, that I sent my mum a Mother's Day card with a second-class stamp and it hadn't arrived by Sunday.
Oh, no.
So I'm not necessarily in mum's good, but I gave it plenty of days. I gave it what I considered to be a second-class stamp number of days.
3 days?
But the Royal, yeah, but the Royal Mail's gone to shit, hasn't it?
It really has gone to shit, yeah.
Yeah, so my apologies to my mother. Right, we need to get on with a song from the vaults. This is from an up-and-coming Cherry Red release, Stiff Little Fingers, The Singles, 78 to 83. Not out until May. We're going to play a track of it right now. Stiff Little Fingers need little introduction, so they won't be getting much other than to say they are a great band. They're still going. They're still a great live band. Suspect Device is one of my favourite ever punk songs, but we're not playing that one. What is Stiff Little Fingers' website?
Stifflittlefingers.co.uk.
SLF.rocks. 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 Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 3. You can't say crap on the radio. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, Stiff Little Fingers, You Can't Say Crap on the Radio, which is from a new Cherry Red release, The Single, 78 to 83. That's not out until May. Find out more at cherryred.co.uk, isn't it? Or is it cherryredrecords.co.uk?
Cherryred.co.uk.
GaryRedd.co.uk. You're better at this than I am. We should swap places. I'll do the technical stuff.
No.
I'll do it for our last show, then we'll know it'll be our last show. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs. Thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Disney International does not have to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs, which you haven't done. I found one.
Well done.
So this Friday, the 4th of April, in Southend, there's the Clobber's playing. It says, no fucking about. It's Clobber. They're playing at the Fickle Pickle.
It's Clobber in time. It's Clobber Fickle Pickle.
Exactly. So it's Clobber, Destroy the Idol, The Burial Code, Gurn Victim, and We Punch Tigers.
For fuck's sake, these fucking hippie folk gigs.
I know, well, we had goth, now we've got emo. It's nice, isn't it?
Yes. This gig's not going to fuck about, is it? It's really going to be Clobber in time.
It's Clobber in time. If you're all around the South End area on Friday night, £8 advance, £10 on the door, it opens at 7. Do check it out. Fickle Pickle. Chose it for the venue name alone, of course.
The wonderful thing about this Clobber gig is that being in South End on a Friday night, as dangerous as the gig sounds, it'll be safer in there than it will out the front.
True.
That's ending it. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I actually thought, as I was singing that, when I did that last bit before, because I completely forgotten, it's a little bit like, it's reminiscent of Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat. I found my coat. It had loads of stripes on. I don't know the words. They were loads of different colours. I looked a bit of a ponce.
That's the one. That's it, yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Word for word.
Pretty much.
All right, well, we're going to play... we're not. Yeah, right. Next song, Tone. Mondo Wave. A punk band from Mars, they describe themselves as. I did a bit more research. Let's go with it, actually, from Bristol. But it confused me. Because the singer, or you'll see what I mean, on this sounds a lot like the lead singer of the Sleaford Mods. He certainly sounds like he's a Notts bloke. So I don't know what he's doing in Bristol, or indeed Mars, or indeed Snenton. But this is not representative of the album, which is a lot more straightforward punk than this track, but I really like this song a lot. What is Mondo Wave's Bandcamp page?
MondoWave.bandcamp.com.
MondoWaveOfficial.bandcamp.com. MondoWave Official. MondoWaveOfficial.bandcamp.com. Pull of Inset 3, Tony 3, out and about.
All about town. Weak tunes pollute the night sounds. There's always fuck all going on Friday. I had my way, to be frank. I spank most these gem heads, so I'm side, mate. Waste the fucking time, mate. Some action, bit of satisfaction. If you look into cave someone's face and it's a distraction, or cut into the chase of a beautiful attraction, your success depends on others' reactions. Yeah? Most folks are looking two rolls of carpet round town for some reason, lurking around like they've got a chunky brown downtown. Do you know what I mean, geezer? Skin tight cover exposes every number to the naked eye as a red mist of roid rage fills the night sky.
Are you still looking for a good time? Goodbye, goodbye.
Wouldn't you lose in pole position? It's all biceps and triceps, fake tan and tight pecs. Me, I'm only 2 months away from Jason Momoa. Should I go a bit slower? Pretty soon I'll be a chunky gym goer. You won't catch me in a feather boa. I'm a grower, mate, not a shower. So kick back and light the fucking thrower.
Are you still looking for a good time? Or are you good to buy?
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Mondo Wave, track called Out and About. Find out more, mondowaveofficial.bandcamp.com. And as good as that track is, most of the other songs on the album are more core to the floor punk rock. But we will be playing more from it because it's a really good album. I'd say this Mondo Wave album and the Cataphiles album, either side of the Stiff Little Fingers brilliant new album, are great. Three great albums in a row there. You should buy them all. Are you doing anything this week?
There's largely work again. So tomorrow's the 1st of April. My new employee starting. My old employee's coming back.
Oh, will they show up? Is it an April Fool time?
I hope not. I've been waiting for days. Hopefully tomorrow is the start of Tony not doing as much work, which Tony's looking forward to. Apart from that, I don't do much. Got no idea. We've got nothing happening band wise. Nothing going on much at all. It's just that. Just work. What are you up to this week?
I'm going to see Forest V Man U tomorrow night. Very excited about that. I haven't seen Man U play Forest for absolute years. And if we win, I think it will be the first time we've done the double over them since the 70s.
So I thought last time, because we beat them recently, didn't we? I thought that was at home, but it wasn't. It was Man U.
Their place. Even better. So let's hope that goes all right. And I mentioned Klingons, not this week, it's going to be a week after. But I did forget a couple of things from last week.
Okay.
The first is, did I mention to you that I started watching Pennyworth?
No. I've seen it advertised.
You've seen it advertised, but you haven't watched it?
No.
Think you'd like it. It's the origin story of Batman's butler, not the DC comics are clutching at straws or anything like that. It lasted 3 seasons. I didn't know why it'd been cancelled. I found out it's because they decided to reboot the old fucking lot. The first 2 seasons, I think, are really, really good. There's a couple of things you have to get over. Thing number one you have to get over is that the lead character is doing a Michael Caine impression every episode.
Right.
Presumably because one incarnation of Batman's butlers was Michael Caine. So easily started, he's going to be Michael Caine. And he really is like this, like Michael Caine.
Right. All right. Okay.
And not a lot of people know that. He's got the same mannerisms, the same voice. He does it exactly like Michael Caine. And once you get used to it, it's still annoying.
Right, okay.
But it is good. I think you would like it. I'm obviously, it's a 3-season job, 10 episodes per one. Started watching it last week, got 3 left. Right. I'm still with it. But the 3rd season, it starts to get a bit more DC Comics and a bit less straightforward, fast-paced drama.
Right.
The only other thing that you might have a problem with it is that Felicity Kendall is a witch. In one episode.
I can go down with that.
Of course you can. I think you'll like it, Tony.
Isn't Plume of Faith in it?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, that'd be a problem for me. I don't think I'd get over that.
She doesn't do a lot of singing. She's not in it very much, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. There are some good characters in it. There are some really good storylines in it. I'm not really going to spoil it in any way, just in case you do watch it. It gets very involved very quickly. And it's a bit of a romp.
I do love a good romp.
Well, you do, Tone. So I'm saying give it a go. The only other thing that I got down. Was I got something else down here? Let me see. Last week. And, oh, yeah. Have you seen the latest Kentucky Fried Chicken / KFC ad?
No.
Right. There's a golden egg on the edge of the jungle. Right. And it opens and a bunch of hippies walk out of it. One of them lifts up one of the hippie, a bit sort of Jesus style, and carries him over his head. The geezer planked above him. He walks him into a dirty river that at first I thought was a chocolate river and it was an Easter advert, dunks the bloke in it, then pulls him out and holds him high aloft, and he's no longer a fella, he's now a giant chicken nugget. Right? And it's an advert for KFC, and I do not know what the people in that meeting were fucking sniffing when they thought this is a good idea to sell chicken, right? Because it did not make me want to have KFC. Most of the way through, I thought it was an Easter egg ad.
Yeah.
And then when I realised what was going on, I thought, so effectively, you're saying that you're going to deep fry a bloke and eat him. You are equating chicken with cannibalism. Now, the vegans might be clapping their hands, but I can't see anyone in KFC establishments thinking this ad is a good idea. You need to see it, Tony.
Sounds like AI has started writing scripts to me.
It's really, really bad. It's a bad idea, badly executed. And two minuses in this instance do not make a plus.
See, now I think I need to see it.
Oh, man, it's bad.
Mm. Well, I haven't seen it.
You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
You'll see what I mean. And if you are slavering the KFC at the end of that advert, Tony, I think you might have eaten a person in the past.
I can't 100% sure I haven't.
Yeah. Well, you have been to France. They'll eat anything. Right, so two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for the fan team. These are another two from the Damnations, Damn It Records, Damnations' latest release. You can find out more by going to dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. I'm right on there.
You are.
And I think it's like £4 or £5 and you get X amount of songs for nothing. And this month's selection are brilliant, hence we're playing four of them. So I say, stay tuned for the fan team. But first, the Kalashnikovs, a band we played a few months back. Southwest original punk covers. But they started, and they were kind of very Clash, of course, they are the Kalashnikovs. But then they started writing their own stuff, which went down very well as well. And now they do, I think they still do gigs doing both, but they are now a band in their own right, and they're really good. What is the Kalashnikovs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheKalashnikovs.
A bit unfair, really. Facebook.com/Kalashnikovs. Kalashnikovs. Kalashnikovs. Pulling the internet for Tony 3, stay tuned for the fan team. This is, you just mentioned it, AI Pub.
Our pub is run by a bot who don't understand this drunken lot. It'll never work out just what you're thinking after a night of heavy drinking. Our pub is run by a bot. He may be very intellectual, but our landlord is extraterrestrial. He might dress smart and look very hip, but he's just nuts, bolts and silicon chips. The pub employee, 'cause he's nice and cheap, and the robot don't ever need to sleep. And when his power gets low, it ain't no trouble, 'cause in the closet he's got a double. Our pub is run by a bot who don't understand this drunken lot. He'll never work out just what you're thinking after a night of heavy drinking. Our pub is run by a bot. He pulls every pint with laser precision
and he knows what you do by facial recognition. He has no feelings and never gets upset. But if you wanna fight, he'll break your bloody neck. You might think he likes the flattery, but his heart is made of batteries. And if the circuitry ever gets faulty, they'll give him a shot of WD-40. Our pub is run by a bot. We don't understand this drunken lot. He'll never work out just what you're thinking. After a night of heavy drinking, our pub is run by a bot. And when time is called and you make your way home, he'll lock the doors up and clean the place alone. He's programmed to work night and day. He never takes a break, he never gets no pay. Our pub is run by a bot. Who don't understand this drunken lot. He'll never work out just what you're thinking. After a night of heavy drinking, our pub is run by a bot. Our pub is run by a bot. This is the future, it's what you've got.
Mighty Berserker.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Phantom, a track called Guillotine. He is a prolific solo artist stroke project from Lüneburg, Germany. It's spelled L-U-N-E-B-E-R-G, I think, Lüneburg, or B-U-R-G. Have you heard of Lüneburg?
No.
I like calling it Lüneburg. I'd like to be from Lüneburg. If I was German, I think I'd like to be from Lüneburg. Isn't there a place in Germany called Wank or something? That's fuck, isn't it?
It's Wankum.
There's Wankum. There's a fuck and a Wankum, is there?
There's definitely a Wankum. I do have past it, yeah.
You passed Wankum?
I passed Wankum, yeah. I didn't stop it. I wanted to.
Really? Oh, I just stopped some pictures.
Yeah, I've got. When you got a German girlfriend who just rolls her eyes at that, they don't find it funny. They don't find it funny. I do.
You've wasted words there. Do you want me to go into detail?
No.
They don't find anything funny, do they? Great song by The Phantom there, Lüneburg. I think I'd like to go to Lüneburg. What is The Phantom's Bandcamp page?
Thephantim.bandcamp.com.
It is T-H-E-P-H-A-N-T-I-M, The Phantom. Bandcamp.com, Tony Fourpointy and the internet for, I think that's the second track we played by the Phantom. He sends quite a lot of releases to Damn It, but I'm normally looking not to play the same band every time. But anyway, great artist. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I think, you know, the amount of twatchery in America is overloaded, poor Stiv. So,
let's face it, they're all leaving. They want to move in with us.
Exactly. So if you do have a twat for me, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's super thanks. Yeah, every twat's wanted to. Let me know your twats. It's just, there's so much twatchery going on. So much twattery.
Yeah. There is something that we can talk about, though.
Okay.
Have you seen Adolescence?
I have not. I don't think it'd be much fun, so I thought, nah.
I'm about to say, are you planning on watching it? I've got no interest in it whatsoever. I do not need to be reminded of what it's like to be a teenage boy. I was an aggro teenager. I don't need that back again. And Sir Keir Starmer has done a deal with fucking Netflix, hasn't he, to make it free for schools.
Has he?
It's all secondary schools can watch it. They think it would be good for them.
That's not a bad idea.
Really?
Yeah. More stabbings? I don't know. I wish where you work.
What, you don't think it'll just get a load of ideas?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've not watched it.
I've known a bit more about it than I did, but you don't, and I don't know.
I've not watched it. I would assume it would be a deterrent. I think one reason I've not watched it because I just can't be arsed with that.
It's an incredibly powerful piece that shows teenagers the real danger of social media.
And stabbing. I don't
really give a fuck. Yeah, but yeah, and you know, all the usual grown ups say, oh, it's groundbreaking television, it's so amazing. They're not, they're just jumping on a fucking bandwagon, aren't we? Should we twat them? Should we twat adults that watch Adolescence?
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
From the UK, because I doubt it's on the show. So yeah, go for it.
Okay. So all adults Adolescence, the Netflix drama, which is taking the world by craze apparently, from the UK and whoever knows, whoever else it might be showing in the world,
is a twat. Grow up and watch a thing about Batman's butler.
and fast forward the Plymouth Faith bits, because she don't talk right.
Well, she don't talk right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she don't talk right, but they don't pay her to talk.
Okay.
That is a bigger conversation than add a fucking lessons. All right. One last track this week, because we haven't played the twat thing, so we can't play the twat thing now. We didn't play it at the start. That was an afterthought, so no jingles for you, lucky listeners. One last band this week, Tony. Real Sickies, pop punk from Alberta. We played them the other week. Absolutely brilliant. This is shortly to become part of... Oh, sorry. This is on their new album, and I've actually put down Alberta, shortly to become part of the United States. 35 years ago when I did American studies, they were saying then that Alberta is practically an American state as it is, and that was 35 years ago because they got the oil and started looking south. So I don't think Alberta's that bothered about. I think they'd quite like to join the states. Sorry people from Alberta, if you don't agree with me, I think it's the only province that does. I think the rest are dead against it, but I don't think Alberta would mind too much, to be honest. But anyway, that doesn't mean Real Sickies would. What is Real Sickies' Bandcamp page?
RealSickies.bandcamp.com?
It's RealSickies.bandcamp.com. RealSickies. RealSickies.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 5, full of the internet 4. It's gone back to the 4s this week. This is Real Sickies. This is Paralyzed. You seem to be so
never raising up, never take the good. cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Real Sickies, track called Paralyzed. Great song. Pop punk from Alberta, which is resolutely Canadian and shall remain so. Find out more, realsickies.bandcamp.com. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in the way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page to check it out. You can also find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioangel.sc, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music in their podcast thing. And if you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, don't forget you can pollute her with the Punky Radio skill. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. It's free. Thanks, Poco, for that. Just do it. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows?
And don't forget, listeners, any dream will do. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't, yeah. Shame on.